I know you people in Radio Land are mighty grateful to me for setting you straight on issues of cultural importance, and I'd like to thank you in turn for all the letters I get. All right, it's just one letter, a thankful letter from a listener in Maryland who likes my incisive comments but thinks I spend too much time on sarcasm and not enough on constructive criticism. This kind soul is worried about my emotional health and recommends, among other things, that I read the Findhorn Garden book and take up horseback riding. In response, let me say that I enjoy sarcasm, but I don't enjoy horses or gardens. Horses and gardens are large and lumpy, and you have to go outside to appreciate them. I don't go outside until the sun sets. That's the way I am. It's my responsibility to say no in a world that says yes to every lame idea that comes down the pike. It's my destiny and my joy to tear down without building up. But to make you feel better, I feel fine. Let me share with you a few of the things I actually like about the modern world. I like strong beer. I like animated cartoons, not those Oscar-winning political allegories from Hungary, but real cartoons with fuzzy animals trying to kill each other in cute ways. I like electric typewriters and answering machines. I like any machine you can turn off. I like the novels of Stephen King and Thomas Pynchon. I like good sex, if it doesn't last too long. I enjoy playing video games with other people's quarters. Like most Americans, I enjoy being afraid of Cuba. It's a harmless fear. It makes America feel better, and Cuba, too. Cuba gets an inflated sense of national worth from the weight of our paranoia. I like getting large checks in the mail, especially if I've done nothing to earn them. I like the aroma of popcorn, women who like to hear me talk. I like anybody who likes to hear me talk. I like to laugh at dogs. I like to call toll-free numbers and chat with the operators. I like phones that ring instead of chirp, clocks that have a face, Audie Murphy westerns, veal scallopini and onion rings, old movies and television, and every 10th video on MTV. Reggae music, Motown, and the songs of Randy Newman are an undiluted pleasure. I like the way rock singers pronounce the word baby. Baba, baba. Never fails to amuse me. These are a few of my favorite things. About all of my favorite things make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, and ooh, baba, that's what I like. I gotta go.